name of Jesus, amen. Dear Nymir and Illyria, you are baptized into God's name most holy. You are now God's child. You claim a place among God's family. You are His chosen. You are united with Christ in a death like His, and you are promised that you will certainly be united with Christ in a resurrection like His. You believe in Jesus, who is the Christ, and by believing, you have life in His name. And this is what overcomes the world, our faith. Through water and the Word, Jesus has breathed on you, and you now have the Holy Spirit within you. You who were once dead in sin and trespasses are now alive to God in Christ Jesus. You who were lost now are found, and you who were blind now you see. Jesus has won for you peace on His cross. Look at Jesus' hands. Look at Jesus' side. He's won for you that on the cross. And today, He delivers it to you. Peace be with you, dear saints. That was a lot to say. And considering the promises of holy baptism, I could much more easily find the beginning than I could find an end. And not only is it a lot to say, it is a pretty bold thing to say. And as we consider the boldness of those things, I want you to consider this one thing. Who am I to say such bold things? Who are you to believe such bold things? Who does this Jesus think He is to promise such bold things? Jesus promises to you and to your children and to all of the world the one thing that we need the most, and that is peace. So who does Jesus think He is to promise such a thing? Dear saints, I imagine that you've said it. And if you haven't said it, I know you have thought it. You have looked at someone and you have said, "Who do you think you are?" You say it about someone who could not possibly know enough about you or your family to think that they have the solution. They could not possibly be involved enough to think that they could offer you wisdom, and they are not strong enough to think that they could possibly offer anything to you that would bring you peace. Our Jesus is very bold, is He not? In coming to a bunch of men who are full of fear and doubts and trembling, the reading that we have from John chapter 20, and He says to them, "Peace be with you." And not only once, but He says it twice. And then He is so bold enough to offer His hands and His side as proof that He can bring peace. Who does this Jesus think He is? And 8 days later, is Jesus not bold in coming to a man named Thomas who was full of bold doubts and bold questions and saying to Thomas again, "Peace be with you"? What could this Jesus possibly have to offer that would bring peace? And we, let's not leave us out of the picture. Are we not bold enough to end this baptism with the declaration, "Peace be with you"? To all of us? To them? Or that we, after our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, we say those words, we hold up the bread and we hold up the wine and we say, the peace of the Lord be with you always. And we all say, yeah, that's true. This is right. Amen. And then after this whole service is over, where we have heard God's word and where Jesus has breathed on us his life-giving spirit and has forgiven us all of our sins, to think that the Lord is looking upon us and making us have his favor and giving us his peace. Who do we think we are saying amen to these promises? One thing I think we ought all agree on is that without Jesus being a part of this we are nobodies. We don't have the solution. We don't have the wisdom. We are not strong enough to think we could possibly offer anything to ourselves or to each other or to the world that could possibly bring peace. What could we say to someone when they just found out cancer? What could we offer when their child was just killed in a car wreck? Or when they have no job and little means to pay the bills? Or when their brother is drunk again or back on drugs? Or when they are so burdened with confusion and fear and guilt and shame that they can barely function? We can't offer peace. We are nobodies. But Jesus, we know, was not a nobody. He had healed. He had taught with wisdom as one with authority. He had cleansed lepers, received sinners and ate with them, and forgiven sin. And he had even raised the dead. And this Jesus, this one who was a somebody, once told his disciples, "My peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives do I give. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." That's what this somebody Jesus said to his disciples right before he died. But those words, those promises, seem absolutely meaningless to the apostles in our reading. They are up in a room, locked away, fearful, full of doubts, because this Jesus, who once was a somebody, is now a dead somebody. He's gone. And dead somebodies cannot possibly offer peace, even less than nobodies. But then, this Jesus came and stood among them. Then this Jesus showed them his hands and his side. This Jesus is not a dead somebody. He is a living somebody. He has come back from the grave. He has defeated death. He has said to them, "Peace be with you." And their reaction is not, "Well, who do you think you are?" It says they are glad when they saw the Lord. They know that this is the one that can bring them peace. And he's with them. And he came to them. And he loves them. And he forgives them. And he died for them. And he lives for them. And Thomas's reaction to Jesus, when Jesus offers him peace and says, "Put your finger here and put your hand here," Thomas's reaction is not, "Who do you think you are, Jesus?" It is one of the most beautiful and bold confessions that the scriptures give. Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." Or in other words, You, Jesus, are the only one that can give me peace, and you are standing right here to do it. Jesus is not a nobody. Jesus is the Son of God, a somebody. And that somebody suffered for you and died for you and is risen for you and preaches to you. Peace he gives to you right here, right now. Peace he lives with you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Peace to you, every single one of you. We are all so different. The things that cause us not to have peace, they can be all so different. But the one who is a somebody, our Lord and our God, is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he is here to give you peace. Jesus knows your suffering. Jesus knows your death. Jesus knows your grief and your loss, and he knows the ravages of sin and the wrath of God that you deserve more than you could possibly know. And Jesus is the one who is in full position to look at you and say, who do you think you are being in my presence? But he doesn't say that. Instead, he said to Nymir and Illyria, I know who you are. You are mine. Purchased and won, baptized. You are God's child, and he says the same thing to you. And the peace that he alone can give, dear saints, he has decided that he would even use us to give it. Jesus is a somebody who knows the groanings and the sufferings of his people, and he can give wisdom. Jesus was sent to give peace, as the Father has sent me. And Jesus continues, even so, I am sending you. So who do we think we are offering the world peace? Who do we think we are thinking we have peace when it's just us here? Well, we don't think that. We know the Lord is risen and that he is here, and that he is present, and that he is powerful, and that we are simply doing what he has told us to do. We baptize, and we teach, and we hear his word, and we pray, and we do this in remembrance of me. We are ones who think that Jesus alone can give peace, and we are also ones that think that Jesus even uses us to give us peace. I forgive you all your sin. I baptize you. Take and eat. These are not my words. My words cannot give you peace. Water and bread and wine cannot give you peace. But the risen and present Lord Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my God, and who is your Lord and your God, is offering peace through these words. Like newborn infants, we long for the pure spiritual milk of his word, and we long for this meal, for we know in it is peace. Who are we? We are ones who hear the word of God, that we too might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we have life in his name, and we have peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.